Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
We can't even show this video. And I really don't have any other information about it. I mean, literally, if Juan showed it, it would just be a blur. A buck naked dude was in the middle of the road doing somersaults on the asphalt. There's no way we can actually play the video, right? Because the whole thing would have to be. I'm just watching. Yeah, I had to look at it because I'm in pain. It's like looking at it. He was somersaulting down the main road of the highway completely nude. It was first discovered on Reddit. Somebody, because that's where everybody goes, like, to, you know, immediately they go and they do that. It's a one-man parade, and then they had the EMS behind him, very slowly driving behind him as he just, like, did somersaults. I don't know anything else about it. That was just, yeah. I'm sure we'll have more later, so bookmark that, you know, for when we were like, remember that naked Florida man who was doing somersaults? Yeah, here we go. Let's see here. This, I got a couple of other, I can't, No, I'm not gonna. Or we can talk about the Florida man who built a cave in his backyard with shipping containers. A man cave, which that also sounds like a fort with shipping containers. I'll share that one with you tomorrow.
Correct. You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Oh, that's that joy that they were talking about. She's got that joy, 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 joy down in her heart. Where? Down in her heart. Where? This is joyful. She's a joyful lady. That was Vice President Kamala Harris, I will say, the Hamas wing of her supporters came in and were like, boo. And she was like, what? I didn't pick a Jewish running mate. Why are you booing me? She didn't say that, but that was kind of the gist of it, you know. And so that's what ended up happening. So and then she was trying to correct them because, you know, she's like, is that how you want Trump to win? They don't care. Can I also touch on the camo hat real quick? So this briefly was a big thing last night, briefly, because they're trying so hard. One of my favorite things ever is they are trying to make it, make Tim Walz look like, well, I'm a hunter. I mean, he's a FUD. This is the FUDdest thing. This is the FUDdest hat ever. Just put FUD on it. Just get the hat and put FUD on it. So they started selling these camo hats last night, right? And that's Realtree. Yes, that's Realtree up there. Now, the Realtree people do not support Harris Walz. And did we reach out to the Realtree people? They don't even like to get political, which, sorry, Slick, whether you want to get political or not, it is getting political on you. So let me explain real quick, because people were assuming that Realtree was sponsoring them, and Realtree was like, oh, hell no, we're not sponsoring Harris Walz. So the Realtree camo pattern itself is like copyrighted or trademarked, and you guys know how ASCAP works, right? So this is one of the reasons why, for instance, we don't play the music that I want to play on the simulcast, because it goes online, and that's a whole other license, and because it's like in perpetuity, it's super expensive. So ASCAP is like the licensing system for music, musicians, artists, bands, etc. They can write an original work, and then they can choose to license that work out to be used by people who pay a fee to ASCAP, and then they can use the music. That's what radio stations and broadcasts do. That's why we can play a lot, whatever we want, radio-wise, because our radio affiliates across the country, they work with ASCAP. And so there's a fee for that. There's a separate fee for TV. That's why you always hear people joke about how expensive it is to play like however many seconds of, like, Rolling Stones apparently are the most expensive in ASCAP for TV. At least that's how it used to be. And then very expensive digitally as well. So anyway, these people, they write an original work, and then they can choose to license it through ASCAP, and then ASCAP If you pay the fee, you can use it for whatever. That's why when you have a lot of these political rallies, a lot of these people pay ASCAP fees. And so the artists can't really bitch and moan if they dislike, you know, Trump using one of their songs because they chose to license it out. And that person can choose to use, after they pay the licensing fee, they can choose to use it however they at rallies. You know, there's a limitation in its usage, but playing it at a rally, you know, for like an entertainment purpose, you know, that's kind of what it's meant for. So anyway, long story short, it's very, very similar to what Realtree did with the pattern on their hat. They chose to license it out, meaning different stores, different companies can then purchase the licensing to use it for, you know, they can embroider something over it or whatever. And that's what the Harris Waltz campaign did. So they got these Realtree hats and then they put FUD on them. I'm sorry, Harris Waltz on them. That's what they did. Giant FUD is what they should just put on it. And then they're like, look, Tim Walz is a hunter. Look, we got camo. We got camo hats too. They're trying to make him such a big deal. This is a guy. Do we have the audio where he was like, I carried a gun and a weapon of war in war? I know we. Is it four? Is it four? We have audio. It's audio soundbite 4,000, please. Thank you.
Hope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and Dad said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those
weapons
are.
And that's where he's a big flipping liar. So he gets all the heat. Don't sit here and be like, well, Dana, you know, shut up. I don't care who you are. Shut up. He's telling everyone, and that's one video of a ton, where he's telling everyone, I carried weapons of war in war. He's telling everyone he was in war and he carried weapons of war. He was lying about his service to bolster his credibility in undermining your Second Amendment rights. What an absolute FUD. I care. You didn't care. First off, you didn't carry an AR-15, you damn FUD. You didn't go to battle. You weren't in combat, and you didn't carry no damn AR-15 in combat. You absolute FUD. Golly, you drunk socialist FUD. Yeah, I went out there and I carried a .223. I was out there in combat. There's tons of video of this guy saying this all over the place. Yeah, I carried weapon of war in war. And he's trying to trade on that, like, I know what war is, and I know what weapons of war are, and I'm the expert. So he can turn around and go, oh, well, did you serve in war? You didn't? Oh, guess your opinion's invalid here. You know, which is exactly why we, Kane, as you remember, we had the Revolutionary War, because we wanted to make sure we were subservient to an ever-present military and a monarch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is why it's so bad on him in so many ways. But that's why he did it. He did it because of that. Let's save that audio soundbite literally forever. Just make sure, just put it in perpetuity on the show. Our partners who think like you too, are very good friends at Kel-Tec. I love Kel-Tec's story so much. George Kellgren immigrated over here from Sweden. He loved America so much, created a company in Florida. He's got like this mad scientist mind. So he just wanted to create new and inventive types of firearms, right? And so, like, for instance, the P-15, this is one of the newer ones that they have. It's a striker fire pistol, lightest, thinnest 9mm on the market. Like, it's literally the lightest, thinnest 9mm I have. And you have the standard 50-round mag with minimal pinky extension. You also have the flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Comes with two of these magazines. You have the metal version, the polymer version. Metal, I like both of them. The metal one has that wood panel textured grip, though. It looks like a James Bond. I almost forgot the name of it. James Bond gun. It looks like an old James Bond gun, like a classy, right? Like the one that, you know, like I'll have my martini shaken. Anyway, it's an awesome firearm. And this is from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. You've got to check it out. Everything's made, quality made right here in the U.S. of A. And you can learn all about Kel-Tec, all about their innovation and performance at KelTecWeapons.com and the P-15. That's KELTEC weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I don't know if you guys have seen this video. This is insane. The mega yacht. Have you guys seen this mega yacht collision? It was off the coast of Naples. So Steve Jobs's widow was, I don't think she was driving this yacht, although I can make jokes. It's a $140 million yacht. It smashed into this other yacht that was owned by this Mexican telecom billionaire. Now, there's an argument over how deep the Mexican telecom billionaire's yacht was anchored, right? And they're saying that, I mean, you can hear the crew scream. It ran right into it. And so it was the Lady Mora, which is owned by the Mexican billionaire, and then Venus, which is owned by Lorraine Jobs. They were saying that the Lady Mora was not anchored properly. It was anchored too deep, and that it was the one that was actually like veering into the Venus. So there was like a scratch. It's going to be super expensive. The Mexican billionaire just kind of laughed it off, but was like, yeah, it's going to take more than a few iPhones to fix it. But still, like, control your damn mega yacht, which is a sentence that I actually didn't think I would ever say on this show, right? I mean, I'm watching this and I'm getting sick. I watched this video like four times yesterday. I watched it again this morning and it makes me sick to watch it. You can see it coming and you're like, oh my, that's, so the one that Juan is showing you on the simulcast, I think that's ugly as sin. That's the Jobs mega yacht. And the little ball at the front shows that it's anchored. So they're saying that the Lady Mora, the Mexican business guy, his is the one that like drifted into hers. I don't know. It's all from the perspective of the crew on the Lady Mora, so we'll see. But I mean, I've never seen anything that is more of a first world problem than that. That's all I got to say. Chemical substances that, this is coming from ABC and ABC News. Chemical substances, all kinds of terror ingredients had been found. This 19-year-old terror suspect that was going to apparently bomb the Taylor Swift concert was going to look to kill himself and as many people as possible. They found all kinds of explosive ingredients in the house of two people, and one of the homes of the two people who were suspected. They were planning these attacks on Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna, and they were inspired apparently about Al-Qaeda and ISIS. One of them is a 19-year-old Austrian citizen who fully confessed, according to the head of Austrian security. Over 90% of U.S. population growth since 2020 came from Hispanics. According to new numbers, MSN has reported this. They said the Hispanic population grew by 3.2 million in the beginning of the pandemic to mid-23, making up 91% of the country's overall gain. The U.S. population increased by 3.4 million over that period as well. I swear to you, GOP needs to be registering people at the border. Paper straws are often touted as a great alternative, but they're toxic. Of course they are. I have to tell you, I got straws that are made from cornstarch, and they're like plastic. They're just as good as plastic, but they're not the crappy, you know, paper straws. Turbocharging your metabolism has never been simpler thanks to the innovative handheld metabolic coach Lumen. This revolutionary device empowers you to optimize your metabolism efficiently and effortlessly. And with Lumen, you can master the strategies to keep your metabolism humming at its best. Now, Lumen is a breath-based metabolic tracker. You breathe into the Lumen at the start of your day to get a metabolism snapshot and a personalized nutrition plan. And then the app tells you if you're burning fat or carbs. You can get customized tips for nutrition, workouts, sleep, stress. Lumen helps you to know with real data what your body needs. Now, your metabolism is your body's rocket engine. It powers everything that you do. And with Lumen, you can expect easier weight management, balanced energy, fitness gains, and find it easier to go to sleep. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, visit lumen.me/Dana Show and get 15% off of your Lumen. That's lumen.me/Dana Show. One word for 15% off your purchase. That's lumen.me/Dana Show. And thanks to Lumen for sponsoring this episode. I want to switch gears because we got to play this. Can we play this audio about bread and circuses? We can't play any of the Olympic stuff. Oh, sorry. I can't even say we can't play any of the bread and circus 2024 stuff because they'll give us a cease and desist. So I can't actually show you any of this, but I've got to play at least. Can we at least play the audio? It's not going to be able to stay digitally because they'll get you for that too. But what ended up happening, let me pull this up. It was one of the Olympic commentators who is introducing this shot putter named Raven Saunders. and saying, oh, it's good to see her back. And his co-host is like, well, actually, actually they're non-binary. Listen to this. Audio Somebody 22.
Timing her run into these championships to good effect. The colourful character of Raven Saunders back. Good to see her back, sort of. Sort of see her, I mean.
Well, we can't see them very well. Raven Saunders actually non-binary. And wearing the mask there, we're quite used to seeing them with interesting attire.
So he's saying, oh, Raven Saunders, and they're British. It's so good to see her back. And then the other commentator goes, oh, yes. Well, Raven Saunders is actually non-binary. So you're seeing them and they, oh, my gosh, really? Now, they're British. So, if they had not done that in Britain, they could probably get, like, fined. If you don't compromise your right to free speech to fit someone else's fantastical self-perception, then you actually can get in a lot of trouble over there. That's a real thing. That's not parody. That's real. That's real. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. Oh, my gosh. We have more on the way as we roll towards the conclusion of all of this. Oh, yeah. Wait, I want to get to this because can we talk? Is 23. This is the director of public prosecutions of England and Wales. Steve reminds me, they're warning that if you share, again, the speech issue, if you share online material of riots, that's an offense. Yeah, listen to this.
The offence of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media.
Oh, wow.
Their job is to look for this material. And then follow up with
not to protect his getting stabbed, but to look for material about hurting the feelings of people who might be doing the stabbing. That is Stephen Parkinson. He's the director of public prosecutions. And he says that UK residents, if you're caught reposting, even so much as sharing images of the riots online, that could be considered criminal. So if you get a photo like of a, you know, somebody who is stabbing school kids and, you know, the riots that result from the stabbing and you share the, like, look what I just happened to be there. And I was like, you know, I had my phone. I was thinking, you could be in trouble. You could be in trouble for taking pictures of riots. You can be in trouble for anything over there. You can be in trouble for blinking over there. And they act like that is what incites hatred, but not the stabbing and the murder and the grooming and all of that stuff. That doesn't do it. That guy actually sounds like a female copulatory organ. He does. That's crazy. And he's quoting the Public Order Act of 1986. Listen to this. This is the order. Listen to how arbitrary it is. A person who uses threatening, abusive, or insulting words or behavior or displays any written material which is threatening, abusive, or insulting is guilty of an offense. So,
offense?
Yeah. Oh, man, we're heading there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.